Hi, Mr. Rebozo.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, President.
Why'd you know we were back in the White House?
Did everything go with Kelly?
Oh, fine. Very good, very good.
Good reception.
They had a big crowd and everybody was cheering and so forth. Hotter, very hot there, over 100 degrees. But,
is that right?
Just fine. Yeah. Where are you at?
At Mother's house.
Oh, yeah,
right now.
Yeah.
But everything's going great. A friend has a meeting tomorrow, and
he'll right.
probably call me tomorrow afternoon.
Fine.
With respect to the Aperdorf situation, got that pretty well under control.
Well, we got that. We raised hell with the Justice Department, and they put out a statement.
Yeah, well,
denying it, but good.
Cheshire tried to do a deal again in the Miami Herald between the two, but
Maxine, well,
yeah,
the whole thing is a total fake.
You know, Mr. President, you can't believe
total
it.
Fake.
I know you got to get sick of hearing me say it, because we get in, you know, when you get around
yeah.
in Washington and other places. But every place I go, now this weekend I went down to Ocean Reef, and I was coming out of the drugstore, and there's people come by and look off. A very fine-looking
mm-hmm.
family, and one of them recognized me. She called back, and she said, would you deliver a message for me? And I said, yeah. Would you tell our president we just love him? And this is the same. This is just typical of the story that I
We ran into an awful lot of that in Kansas City, too.
Over and over and over again. And, you know, you read these three newspapers, and you wouldn't know it, or look at the
yeah.
damn press.
Well, this guy, you know,
the hell with it.
I understand John Mitchell apparently is going to testify tomorrow.
Looks like it. It looks like it.
But, boy, I just wish him the best.
Well, I do.
We've gotten the word to him in every way, haven't we?
That's I know it. He knows it.
Mm.
He knows it. No problem.
Right.
So this one I might take a little time out to watch.
You're going to watch it?
I might watch. I'll watch
yeah.
as much of it as I can. This week.
What's a shocking damn thing? A former Attorney General of the United States, one of the best, a man that was the campaign manager for the president in '68, and then campaign manager up through the primary. And they bring him before the stinking committee on a
yeah.
stinking little crappy thing like this.
That's exactly right.
It's unbelievable.
Exactly right.
And that the countries are, but this press is just...
It ain't going to work.
Yeah.
It ain't going to work. And I'll tell you, people who go out of their way to write letters. I got a letter from a little boy today. I sent it on the rose.
Mm.
Just a very sweet, sweet letter. Tell your friend we love it. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
These things go on. So,
one thing I want to say to you, too, is that when your friend is talking to these guys, if they start digging in, you know, into the sort of the income tax thing on other matters, you know, things that you've handled and so forth down there, I think we can develop the right kind of, you know.
Yeah. I think every indication is that they're going to be friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Every indication is they're sent down here from Jacksonville, and they are all good names, if you know what I mean.
But I meant, you know, with all of this business of going into the California property and the Florida property and all the rest, they'll say, now, how much of that has been held?
No.
Of course, there's none of their damn business about what it is, because you know what I mean.
I know, and they know it.
And also, we've all handled it in a way that's perfectly above board.
Any problem. There's
right.
going to be no problem on that.
And I'll tell you, Luke, I'm telling you, just as soon as that Holloman is finished,
that's all.
I'm going to take them on, believe me,
well,
and finish it off.
That's right. If there's any answering done, somebody else can answer the little nitpicking stuff.
Yeah, but we're going to... We've answered too much already.
Well,
we've answered too much, baby.
Yeah, I agree. We've
answered too much, and...
Others can answer it.
But for poor Apple to get at him, the only reason these Jews brought this thing against him was because he had the best and they couldn't get in the market.
Well, the amazing thing is, it really kills them. They just surmise. See, this Cheshire did a despicable thing. I talked to General Haig about it. But anyway...
He talked to him?
Yeah, I talked to him about it.
Did she talk to Apple?
No. No. But she called his office and talked to his PR man and lied to him. She told him that the Secret Service had told her things that were absolute lies. But anyway, we got her hung.
About what? About the
installation that... Do you know that Amplinoff not only paid for all the buildings, the Secret Service quarters, the communications...
Mermaid, of course.
He paid for the helipad, the roads. He even paid for the security devices in the main house and the smoke devices and the...
Yeah.
Everything. And he insisted on it. They wanted to do it. He insisted.
And so she wrote that he didn't pay for it.
No, she didn't write. It was nailed right down.
What can we do about her, though, about
that? No problem. Moves, that'll be taken care of. I think, you know, I think the Lord will take care of her.
Yeah.
But no problem. I don't
just think about
dignify
it.
Her.
Oh, I agree.
We do about her be dignified.
I agree.
You know,
I showed you how the post works.
I think Sinatra was too kind.
Oh, yeah.
He was too kind to...
$2, not $2.
But she's taken care of. The whole thing is taken care of. It was a nothing, you know, nothing thing, but she just tried to make something of it.
Isn't that something?
No problem.
But she didn't write a story, huh?
No. She couldn't write all the stuff she was talking about. You know. It was all right.
How'd the PR guy handle it?
He handled it very well. It just happened that Bob was at my house on this other matter.
Yeah.
And when the thing came up, and the guy called us, and we had it all settled in 15 minutes. So it worked out beautifully.
He told her that?
Oh, yeah. He told her the facts. It was all... The truth of the matter is that the CSA and Secret Service had handled it well. In this instance, had handled it well. But she lied. She was trying to bait him. But it all worked out fine. It all worked out fine.
Well, they're not going to get Bob and something.
No way.
Sure.
No way. It just
and of course
Bob and Bill and I were together at the time.
Well, I just didn't want these guys from Washington to get at you about what we've done, you know, down there, you know. I mean,
no, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
No, sir.
No way. Mm-hmm. How's Jules, all right?
She's fine.
She's going somewhere tomorrow, isn't she?
She was in Texas today. I don't know if she's somewhere tomorrow. She's really a worker.
Yeah.
But everybody's fine. We got back.
Good.
All
right. We're in good shape. It's
We are. Heck, we're moving up, and everybody knows it.
Exactly.
And this fellow Dean, listen, by the time these other guys get through, we'll have some rough knocks. Kalmbach, they'll work him over to. But by the time we get through, every other witness is going to knock Dean's brains out.
That's right.
He's going to be discredited, huh?
No problem. No problem. We just, you know, that's the way it goes.
All right.
That's the way it goes.
Well, anyway, you take care.
All right, sir.
Let me know what you hear tomorrow night if it's useful.
Okay.